Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Powered By podcast. I am Lane, and I'm here, as always, with Justin.
Hello.
And first-timer or second-timer, Eli.
Hi.
So we talk about a few topics, and we release them throughout the week, so make sure to check back for all those. So the first topic is the Division Beta just came out for everybody. It's like an open beta now, and we just played it today. So we're going to talk about what our thoughts is about it. If we're going
to... Wait, it was closed before, right?
It was a closed one. Yeah, I said it was open today for everybody else.
Oh, just for the last day?
No, it was closed like 3 weeks ago or something, where only if you pre-ordered you got to play it. And then today, this weekend, it's open.
Ooh.
And I also should mention we are playing Rocket League. I'm probably going to use the footage for the screen, so you already know that. But I'll say it anyway.
I just scored. Woo!
So... we're going to talk about what we thought about the division, if we're going to get the division, which I feel like we will. But what did you guys think of the division?
I liked it from what I played.
Justin?
Was.
Yeah, you going to say?
Oh, I mean, we played the three missions of the campaign and then played Dark Zone or whatever.
I think the Dark Zone has a lot of...
Those were weird.
I liked the
missions.
Dark Zone the most.
Like, those missions that we played didn't feel like main missions to me. Lengthwise,
it felt like kind of like side missions.
The first mission was kind of we left a forward operating base. We ran in the streets. I ran into one random group of people, which were just kind of gangbangers. And then we went to the next forward operating base, and that was basically it.
It's true.
And then talked to the Asian leader chick that apparently has been maimed in three different areas of her body at the same time.
I think
like an eye patch, or like a sling, and like a bad leg she was talking about. I was like, Jesus, what happened to this lady?
I think the big selling point of that game is going to be the Dark Zone, because that has the most potential to just...
That was so fun. How did you not like that?
You should have been playing with us just the last time when I left the group and I was just going against
you.
Piece
of shit. Yeah, when there's more people, though, it's so fun.
What do you mean?
Can you control which squads you join?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you can't.
No, it's not like
a
squad. You can't just like randomly join.
You can't join a random squad,
like,
but
you
could probably
them.
You could probably befriend them or invite them or something like that. But we went.
Lane just started doing fucking jumping jacks. And
yeah,
they
I
were friends.
I walked up to an extraction point and there was like eight people there, and I was like, I'm gonna make friends with them. So I started doing jumping jacks, and then like five more people started doing them with me. And they
you
didn't
want to explain
me.
What an extraction point was.
Oh, that's where.
Or explain it. You want me to explain it? Someone explains it.
You can explain it if you want.
All right. So. In the Dark Zone, you get to run around and kill some, you know, AIs, and they can drop stuff, and you can kill real people. And if you kill real people, you can get their items, if they have them, in this little yellow backpack that they carry. Once you kill somebody or start attacking them, though, you get a skull over your head that marks you as a rogue, which means anybody can kill you and not get penalized for it. So, once you kill somebody,
like
do that, you can go to an extraction zone, and that's how you get your contaminated items decontaminated. And then you can get them after you leave the Dark Zone and use them in the Dark Zone after.
I think
so it's really cool to get a lot of equipment.
It's a unique thing for
a
game.
Rank from everything else, right?
Yeah.
The Dark Zone rank and all that, all those items are different from what...
Yeah, okay. Well, the Dark Zone rank is you can find boxes throughout the map, but you have to be a certain level to open them, and it gets you more stuff.
It's different from, like, every other game, because usually it's just, like, you're playing either campaign, a co-op, or just multiplayer, and this is just a little bit of everything.
Everything, yeah.
And it's
well, maybe not campaign. Dark Zone wasn't campaign.
I guess it wasn't campaign, but
It's like Destiny with like how you can just find random drops and weapons and stuff. But then you can take them from each other.
I just like it because it can be completely random. Anything can really happen.
It can be stupid, which is fun.
You can't trust anybody unless I guess your own group if you're actually in a group with them.
I don't even
but
trust
I,
my own
Justin,
group.
I don't know if you were in the. Call when we were playing, but I left their group. They killed me because they thought I was going to kill them. And then I snuck up behind them. I was like hiding behind cars so they couldn't see
they
me.
Killed us.
They killed them. They're like, who the hell's killing me? And then they're like, it's Lane.
Yeah, you can also get a bunch of random people that'll help you too.
Yeah.
So is it just going to be like a fun factor thing or is it like.
No, it's like where you can get like your best equipment.
It's kind of like.
So it's making people earn what they farm.
Yeah.
Yes.
While trying to make it somewhat fun.
Which is really cool.
That part I respect. Yeah. I like that part.
But it just, I can see how the campaign might be boring, but I mean, most campaigns...
I mean, since we knew about the Dark Zone, that's kind of been the fucking selling point of the game.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what everyone talks about, so... And after playing those three missions, yeah, it definitely looks like that'll be the selling point.
I just like it because, like, GTA is doing online multiplayer, right, realistically? Because they're giving out, like, the free DLC, like, whenever they want, and it's just, they're not charging money because they know that they're... People will play the game. Maybe they'll buy microtransactions, which I'm guessing Division will have. There's no guarantee.
I feel like everybody's moving to that.
It's smarter to do microtransactions.
It really is.
You want to give the consumer options. We want options.
Because if I didn't have to pay an extra $60 for a DLC pack and then all that shit, I'd probably spend some money to buy like crates and yeah.
It's just better because, like, even me and Justin were talking about this. I don't know if it was on the podcast last week, but with Evolve, they decided to release the maps for everybody so that the, like, consumers aren't just playing different things.
The fan base.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you can't do that in the Dark Zone because it's just one big open area, but it's just...
And is it all of New York?
No, there's just certain Dark Zones in the map.
Probably different entrances from the main...
Yeah, different entrances from the beta.
That's the only way to access it, right?
From
the main campaign.
And it seems like there's a lot of skills, and I think they're called talents, perks, and skills. They didn't show us what
are you talking like the ones that we used as skill points in the first mission?
Those are the skills, but there's also
those
two
skills,
other things.
There's talents, and,
talents and perks. I'm guessing perks might be like Call of Duty perks a little bit. I have no idea what the talents are.
There were only 9 things that we could put our points towards that I saw.
Yeah, but if you went,
or if there's tabs, if you press the right bumper or left bumper, you can move over to the other tabs to look. Yeah, but they're not like open to the beta, and you can't even see what they do,
which is kind of lame. Which I kind of don't like.
I'd like to see what they did.
Yeah, at
least
show us.
I could read it
because they must have them done by now. At least give me like a sneak peek of like.
Well, it seems like they did.
Well, I mean, they obviously have to hold some stuff close to the chest a little bit because they don't want to, like. They don't want people to get too discouraged about the game, and they want them to think there's more to it, but they could show us the talents and the perks without... It's not going to be like, oh, that's a gay talent. I'm not buying this game now.
Right.
Oh, I just got MVP. What are we doing then?
What are we are
and
doing
I got
2 wrong.
Achievements. Get wrecked.
But overall, I really like the fucking beta, realistically. I'm definitely going to get it. There's nothing I really... You saying, Justin, that you didn't like how the graphics look, but I just saw it more as like a Ghost Recon.
Well, I think it might be another... It definitely looks like Ghost Recon because there's fucking different... Like I said, there's different color like objectives all over the fucking place. And like even when you pull up your inventory and stuff, it kind of looks like it did in Ghost Recon Future Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
It looks a little bit like Crackdown to me too, kind of where you... Just like the way the hit detection kind of and the health bars, that doesn't – it looks familiar.
I could see the health bars. Yeah, I can – you didn't say that earlier when we were talking. I can see how the health bars –
And we're like all the people are jokes except for like the one guy with the flamethrower that we fought.
But that was kind of the same as – I think it more is Destiny in third person with like you're also not aliens, I guess. But
right.
I feel like
– I also think the graphic comment was because what I've seen has been probably on high-end PCs. It's like the Watchdog thing again. Like, it looked fantastic, and then, like, the final version was kind of...
That's true.
Poop.
Watch Dogs wasn't poop.
The game sucked.
It was a bad... it was a good first try.
We're only poop. Talking graphically.
I liked it for a first try. I'm just... Watch Dogs 2 is probably going to be amazing, realistically.
Hopefully, yeah.
But what was I feel like we already got more campaign in The Division than we got in all of Destiny already, like, easily.
I feel like the Dark Zone is Destiny in a fucking nutshell.
That's what Destiny should have been. It would be so much better. I guess people would get more upset, maybe, but I don't really know.
Upset at what?
When there was the loot cave, imagine if you got like a epic fucking loot and then someone just came behind you, stole it all.
And wrecked you.
Yeah. That's also going to be a problem. There's going to be parts where like... Maybe.
Oh, yeah, but I feel like it's going to be the higher level you get, the more available, better loot's going to be.
Yeah, but
as you start off with greens, like and then we started getting more blues, and then we'll start getting a lot of purples and yellows.
Yeah, but like, is it going to get to a point where the higher levels rule the Dark Zone and the better...
No, I think it's going to be level-based.
It could be, maybe.
I think it'll split it up by levels. Do it right. I don't think it'll be like, oh, this guy's level 50 with a gun that does 800, and this guy's a scrub with a gun that does 50. Like, I don't think they'll put people in the same scenario as that.
I mean, we were kind of, there was people higher level than us when we were, like, I guess it was only, like, two levels, realistically.
Do we know how many, how do they do it? Do they set up a server and there's only, like, a set amount of teams or squads that go in there?
It's not squads. I think it's, like, or it you like could be, like, single people that go in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there can be single people.
There was a lot of people.
At one point, there was at least 10 people on my screen. I don't know. There has to be a ton of people. There has to be a cap, obviously, but I don't know what it's going to be.
What it is.
Because even in like
so in theory, could you get like a bunch of boosters on like the True Achievements website and then just like farm a bunch of epic fucking things?
Maybe. You could honestly if you go to the decontamination zones, clear those, and then get like the loot box that's at the bottom of it.
What were those decontamination?
So when you go in there, I forget what the game was called. Oh, Dying Light. Remember, I don't know if you played Dying Light
We played Dying Light.
Okay, so at Dying Light, you know how you could clear the zones of, like, the zombies and stuff, and, like, you get something from it? Yeah, well, you clear these, and then you get loot at the end of it. I don't know if it makes safe houses or whatever. But
I went into a zone, and there was...
No, it's not the ones that make safe houses, but there was other ones where you could clear them... you just clear the zone. There was, like, a ton of zombies and stuff in there. You clear it, and then you'd get, like, something for it.
Yeah, I remember. Which I guess, I mean... That's definitely not the priority, it never felt like the priority in that Dark Zone.
Right, it was, it's not. You just kind of go in there and you can do whatever you want.
I'm hoping it doesn't become where, like, if you go in there, get a bunch of loot. I could see a lot of people quitting once they die if they had a bunch of loot that they were...
Well, the thing was, remember when the first time we did it, they can choose
to go back in or not.
Yeah, that's true.
The first time we did it, though, we were killing each other. The second time, everybody was guarding that thing and wasn't letting anybody team kill. Like they weren't letting rogues run rampant over there. Everybody was guarding it, and like you could just come in there and, you know, take your shit away and then.
Yeah, but you know there's gonna be more dicks than good people.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna be one of them probably.
But if you can get a group, like, it's not bad. But I feel like you're also gonna get groups that are fucking just gonna sit there and team like wreck people.
Probably.
Group of four or five and no one's gonna be able to do anything to you.
Probably.
Trolls exist? What?
Never heard of such a thing.
And that's definitely what I want to play games with. Like,
well, I think it'll be fun, though.
I think it's going to be more your cup of tea, the three of you, as opposed to me. I mean, I'll probably get it, just because I'm interested in... Because the mechanics are...
Center.
They're pretty fun.
I feel like you have to give it at least a chance. Like, not you. Well, and like, I feel like everyone has to give that game a chance.
I gave a chance on Rocket League, but that was a $20 investment as opposed to a $60 with probably a season pass already announced thing.
Yeah, but how often do Ubisoft games really let you down?
I don't know. Do you want to bring up every Assassin's Creed other than Black Flag?
You bought most of the Assassin's Creed.
I'm talking you.
Oh, me? I guess. I've always loved the Ubisoft shooters, though.
Far Cry replayability. I mean, I don't regret getting
Ghost Recons and stuff.
Oh, I love the Ghost Recons.
Yeah, I did too. It's what it is. Same fucking thing.
Yeah, their shooters are usually wicked alike.
I mean, all their games, like Splinter Cell, plays like this game, sorta. Not completely, because.
I forget what the other one was.
Is Eviction the newest one that I didn't play?
Eviction was the first, like the reboot. And then they did The Blacklist. That was it. Mm-hmm. Which is like also a TV show. But
I just fucking hit that into our own goal.
No!
We lost that shutout because of me.
Thanks a lot.
Watch this. It was retarded.
The achievements are so hard in this game. How dare you?
He barely touches it, and then I just fucking come over here and fucking punted it.
Okay, well, they probably can't see it, so back to the division.
How do you guys feel about, like, the whole, like, upgrading your base and... Like, you know how we had to go into the base after saving the people and then we could upgrade it? Do you think
like
that's...
turrets cool? and stuff like that? I don't really like that type
of
stuff.
You have to do certain... I mean, it seemed wicked easy. I mean, it's not like I did something specific to be able to unlock that. I did a mission, and then they're like, hey, do this, upgrade it 10%. It has three categories, like, what was it, tech, medic, and probably armory or something.
Yeah.
So you get like 10% after an A mission for one of them, and then you get another unlock in that skill tree. So I like that the skills are kind of like locked a little bit.
This is probably more
it makes me kind of get to pick where I want to skill, like, level up, as opposed to just being like throwing skill points at random stuff just because I can.
This is probably going to be more a question towards Eli, since you haven't played Fallout. But Eli, do you think this would be like, you know how in Fallout 4 we can build the bases and shit like that? Do you think it's just going to be like another annoyance that I don't really want to do?
No, I think it's going to be a little different, because it's not like you have to physically go build your own base like you have to do in Fallout. It's kind of just like, oh, upgrade turrets 10%, unlock this skill, unlock that, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it doesn't seem bad. It just seems like you have to save up points for it and stuff.
That's true. I don't know. I was just thinking, because in the Fallout 4, all that building base shit is...
I hate that.
It's like, hey, we want to be like Minecraft, but we're really not Minecraft whatsoever.
I think some of it was okay, like in the Fallout games, like where you had to, like, you know, turn on power to connect this, and then you get, like, you open up a little secret door. That's cool.
I hated all the building shit in fucking Fallout, but I could talk about that at another fucking time. So is there, what was, like, the one thing you guys really didn't like about the beta, if you were going to...
Third person.
Third person? Really?
I'm not a big third person fan. And the guns in that game, the recoil is really high. And I'm not used to it. Call of Duty fanboy, you know? That's honestly the only thing I disliked about it. Other than that, I still do think it's a lot of fun. And I'm most likely going to buy the game.
What, Justin?
Main mission length and amount of time spent running. It does have a kind of okay fast travel mechanic, even though you have to wait and watch the loading screen on it. But
hey, it's not a loading screen. It's like Destiny.
I feel like that. Yeah, great. Except I don't have a fucking vehicle. Which, let's give Destiny praise for something, I guess. But like that first mission, I just felt like we ran and we fought one group of enemies and we ran from base to base, and that was a main mission.
But I could see that. Like, right. Don't you think if we were in that type of world, that would be like a mission you would have to go on?
No, that seems like a side quest. Or
really? Setting up another base?
I don't know. What story element are you going to throw into getting another base?
I mean, usually if... I know, like, in The Walking Dead, they don't fucking build upon the world whatsoever. They're just okay with it dying, but... At some point, you'd have to expand your fucking safe houses to make it safer for everybody else.
Get some crops growing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
The one thing I didn't really like about the beta, though, is all the drops, which I guess might just be... Because I got a lot of, like, knee pads and masks.
And, like, hats. Like...
I can understand
or like a down jacket.
I understand.
Like, kind of dumb.
I understand you need better armor, but I don't need a new knee pad.
Armor or just a fashion?
Wow, your knee pads are probably worn out.
well done. They have armor on them, but like
it's very insignificant.
I feel like I didn't get any guns. I got some pistols. I got a classic AK.
I got a ton of guns when Justin died. I took his double barrel shotgun, his AK.
I want like more guns, I guess. I kind of felt the same way in Destiny where we got like the green engrams and then we got a shit fucking little cloak.
Like a scarf. Yeah. I fucking hated that. That was the worst thing about that game was like the mechanics in which you get stuff.
Yeah.
It was just so dumb. And the frequency of like the higher drops was, it's like non-existent.
Well, they fixed that, but
yeah, it took a while. Yeah. But I hope that, you know, this game's not like that, because that would really suck.
So you guys have anything else you really want?
That kid was in the goal.
Everything else you really want to say about the game or the beta? Right?
I think it was a good game. Everybody should try the beta.
Yeah,
if
that's
you
what I was gonna say after.
Try the game.
But not well. The beta. This will come out after the beta's already done, Eli.
Oh, all right. Well.
They
buff the beta. Go try the game when it comes out, I guess.
What do you think you have to play it, Justin? Like, not just you, like in general.
What do you mean, have to play it?
Like, do you think it's a game people should buy?
I don't. What I saw tonight, I don't think it's like a game of the year contender.
Oh, probably not.
I think the Dark Zone might be innovative, kind of like a Horde mode was innovative for a little bit. But other than that, I haven't seen anything that makes me think like I need to get this game. It's a game you'll want to play, but maybe not if you don't have a group of at least four people.
Oh, that's true.
If you don't have it, I feel like it might suck.
Yeah, because when I played the beta, the closed beta by myself. I went in the dark zone, got wrecked real quick, and I was like, eh, I think I'm done here. I don't really need to play around with this by myself.
And, like, I didn't see much of what I saw in the first E3 demo. I didn't have that rolling grenade. I just had standard grenades and incendiaries.
Yeah, my game just sat stuff. There.
We had sticky bombs that we put on the walls. That's not the future tech I was kind of promised in the trailer. Graphic fidelity that I saw in that trailer is not nowhere near.
They definitely... This would probably be a better topic once the game's actually out.
That's our goal.
I know. It's probably a better topic once the game's come out and we can play it more, but they changed so much about that.
I'm sure we'll put another review up or something.
But like they changed so much when that E3 from that E3 trailer with like the drones and all that shit. They backed out of so much stuff.
Oh, the helicopter that was probably an iPad.
Yeah, like the second screen experience.
Or
that
smart
just,
glass.
Yeah, it's just all gone basically. From what I've
is it gone or did we just not see it?
No, I heard it was, they just took it out completely.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate. So be wary, but. Like I said, if you like Crackdown or if you like probably Destiny, it's worth a shot.
Definitely. If you like any Ubisoft, like any Ubisoft shooter.
Or just a straight shooter, yeah. A third-person shooter that has solid mechanics. I mean, hit detection is a little weirder. It's not going to be like a competitive type shooter. But if you like that type of game.
That is something I wasn't going to bring this up because I didn't think about it, but there was no regular multiplayer. I don't know if there's going to be. I feel like there should be.
Yeah, that's something I feel like they would put in. Well, I mean, that's Dark Zone. Depends on.
Yeah, but that's not like a regular, like objective.
I feel like
multiplayer.
Maybe they'll add that later.
You also probably could have done without it in Destiny, right? Like,
No, I like that. That was actually a lot of fun.
You liked it, but before Destiny was out, was that something you were expecting or craving?
No,
that's true.
You knew you wanted.
That's very true.
Oh yeah. I get what you're saying.
All right, so anything else you guys want to say, or all good here?
I'm good. Try the game when it comes out. It was a lot of fun to play.
Okay.
That's just my opinion, though. Who the fuck knows?
Your opinion sucks.
I guess.
Okay, so for topic two...
Is it the same opinion as yours?
Yes, I just like to make fun of Eli.
Okay.
Okay, so for topic two, I guess it was months ago at this point, we went over what the fall TV shows were going to be. And now we're just going to do a little bit of an update about what...
Yeah, does it hold up or...
Yeah, if there...
There were a few that launched, like, right after the winter break.
You're more into the TV shows than me. I know Eli watches a lot of TV.
I have an app for shows, movies, and now...
Just like the CW stuff.
Yeah, I watch all... Oh, I watch the superhero stuff.
Yeah, that's about all I really... Oh, I watch a few extras,
I guess I'll start it out. I want to start negative, you know?
Negative? Oh, that seemed to do. I wonder why.
No, you know what? I'll change it up. I want to say who Zoom is.
All right.
From the Flash.
Why don't you jump into how the season started?
Okay, so Flash has been...
Spoiler alert, by the way,
guys. Spoilers, yeah. Spoilers.
Lots of spoilers.
Flash has definitely been good all season long, I would say.
I think it's been great. I love the chemistry between Cisco and Barry and, like, their jokes.
And Cisco and Wells?
It's so funny. Just, like, those snidey little remarks or those little jokes. It just adds to the show.
But every week, I've texted our friend Larry, and I've been like, Zoom is this. And I've done it since week one. I think... texted you, Eli, too, a lot about who I think Zoom is. And I'm.
Did we know Zoom was in season?
We do not know who he is yet, but we're getting there.
I know, but was Zoom... Oh, no, they just said Zoom wants you dead.
Yeah, Zoom's coming.
Okay. I was going to say, I thought it was a while before we saw
him. Like the boogeyman.
But even at the beginning, I was like, I think Zoom is this. But now that we've gotten further into it, I have...
You guys just see that?
I have my new weekly Zoom prediction, as I like to call it.
Okay, so who have you gone through so far?
I've gone through Harrison
Everybody.
Wells, Barry. All right,
you also have to distinguish between which Earth now.
Okay,
so.
Harrison Wells.
This is where it gets bad, though.
Harrison Wells that we know, like right now.
Earth 1.
Earth 2, Harrison Wells.
Earth 2, Harrison Wells.
Okay.
So I started with him, but I started with him because I don't know how Harrison Wells got through the time warp thing, because...
Right.
It seems that only speedsters can go through
it. Through the breach.
Yeah. So I moved on from that.
One of 52 breaches at that point.
I moved on from that because of it just doesn't seem.
The face interaction.
Yeah. And then I was on Henry Wells for a while. But
it could be a mirage, though.
It could be a mirage. And then I moved on to Henry Allen, but I'm kind of I'm kind of over that. I don't really care that it's him.
That hasn't been debunked, though.
It hasn't been debunked, so it's still a possibility.
And
but
like what's the plot device to have him there?
I don't really know.
I mean, he got him out of prison. He showed up for that one episode where he needed moral support. So you said Earth 2, right?
Yeah, Earth 2, Henry.
Right.
So then I thought Barry, just because that'd probably be cool. Maybe Barry on Earth 2 wants to kill himself on Earth 1.
But since the last 2 weeks,
yeah,
it would have to be another Earth and Earth 3.
So I'm pretty sure it's Jay Garrick, which I've also said.
The one that just died?
I don't think he's dead.
But you think the one that did die is a different one, a different person?
I think the one that got killed is either the I don't remember what the guy's name from
season.
The guy from season one that could change his appearance. The Everyman, I think his name was.
Yeah.
I think it could be him, and then Jay Garrick's really under the... I think it's really Hunter Zolomon, and then Jay Garrick's under that iron mask.
What about this Clayface?
I doubt they're using Clayface, but maybe... I mean, that tar guy looked basically kind of like fucking Clayface once he was in his like tar form at the end.
The what? Who?
The tar guy.
Tar guy.
Which guy?
Tar. T-A-R.
Oh, Tar Pit?
Tarfit, sure.
Like, I mean, Cisco names him.
Cisco names everybody. I can't keep up with all these names.
I feel like you can.
I guess, but...
I mean, you remember the tar part.
Well, because he fell into tar.
That's his power.
I know a guy. Give me a tar.
So, I think that the Zoom is Hunter Zolomon, I'm pretty sure. That's my prediction. And that the guy we... The guy we see is like the Everyman, and the guy in the Iron Mask is Jay Garrick from Earth 2. Which is why he seemed like all depressed. He's like, oh, Jay.
Didn't you think it was Jay from the future of Earth 2?
I feel... See, it's weird.
Zoom is Jay from the future of Earth 2, whose body's all fucked up from the...
From the speed.
The speed serums. And then he's trying to go back and get him to steal the speed now so he can fix himself now, blah, blah, blah.
But there's just so
much stuff with the future and other Earths that you can't predict anything.
Larry was tossing out that maybe it's someone from Earth 3. I also heard that
fuck
maybe
this
it's
Earth 3 stuff.
I also heard maybe it's Eddie Thawne from Earth 1.
But now you're saying Eddie Thawne's the guy that was in that cage.
That's what some people are saying, but I'm kind of feeling... I feel like it can't be. It has to be someone that when he pulls off that Zoom mask, it has to hurt fucking Barry hard. It just can't otherwise.
It's his
I
mom.
Do like that Patty Smith. Three.
who do you guys think is Zoom?
I have no idea now. I still think it could be Jay Garrick, and he's doing that like phase thing that...
The Mirage.
Earth 1 Harrison Wells did. Well, not Harrison Wells.
Eobard?
Eobard did, where he would like beat himself up and make it look like he was fighting. But I don't know. Because there's so many of like the future and past and Earth, different Earths. That makes it so complicated.
What were you saying, Jason?
Did I have a reverb theory or something?
Reverb.
Didn't you say Reverb's not dead? Because he would know that Zoom is going to kill him?
Yeah.
See, maybe, but that's also, maybe Zoom is like from the future, and maybe he doesn't, I don't know.
I didn't know about this Jay Garrick future one theory. I like that. That could actually play. I still think there's potential for the Henry Allen 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like the a Wally West Earth 2.
He kind of disappeared.
They introduced Wally West. Wally West has to
do something.
Some version of Wally West will probably have his powers by the end of the season.
See,
if he doesn't already.
I think you listened to Emergency Awesome as well, but
not lately, but not any Flash stuff yet.
He goes into like how it could be Edward Tharsis, which is the rival of Jay Garrick, or like his Reverse Flash.
Right, but he's basically just doing that off of color.
Comics. No, just comics stuff. And then
that was my thing with Jay, because Jay, when he runs, it's still either yellow or red or whatever the fuck it is, whatever.
Yeah.
A good version of Flash. So I was like, so what? He puts on a different costume and all of a sudden the lightning's blue?
See, the thing, like, I don't trust Jay. He lies so much.
Yeah, I don't trust
getting,
Jay.
And he's getting with Caitlin, who has had a pretty pointless fucking season so far.
It's also suspicious because, he wasn't sick. I don't think he was sick when he first came to Earth One, other than he didn't have his speed. And then he disappeared for like 5 episodes, and now he's sick. And then he was saying, I don't think he's ever actually fought Zoom.
Which, him losing his speed was like...
Well, whenever Zoom shows up, he's never around.
Oh, that's also why I think it, because... Because
in the last episode when Zoom or someone showed up and then he was like, oh, he's taking a nap.
Yeah, he's taking a nap.
He's taking a fucking nap. Come on.
But it also could just be like they're trying to throw us off by that shit. Like maybe he really was taking a nap.
Well, they need to figure their lives out and give me a solid answer.
Flash is definitely like I feel like Flash is the one superhero show you have to watch realistically.
Oh, it's unreal.
Yeah.
Great.
So what other shows do you... I'm not going to talk about Arrow till later. I'm saving it.
Oh, save Arrow. Legends of Tomorrow.
Been good.
I thought it's been very good so far.
I didn't see the last episode, which probably should.
Oh, you didn't?
Me neither. So careful.
Oh, I did. I guess I won't.
I know what happens, but...
It was a good episode. I like the character development has been really cool.
Yeah. I like...
And it's all more like Firefly. Like the ship setting... And an ensemble cast. That's probably the main thing. It's an ensemble cast that has been established but not really delved. Each character hasn't, like, I mean, White Canary kind of. We know pretty much everything.
I like how everyone's changing from what they were originally, like Snark and Mick and Lance and what's the other one's name? The Egyptian god lady?
Hawk Girl?
No, but she's like Kara.
Kendra. Well, Shire is her name.
Duh.
I like that. Shire.
It's definitely been...
What do you guys think about the captain? You think he's a shady motherfucker?
Rip Hunter?
Yeah, he's so shady.
He seems shady.
He's a fucking great...
He never tells them anything. He just fucking throws them under the bus. I don't want to spoil this episode, but he says that they should just kill one of them.
And he always manages to keep White Canary back so he can take her to the bank and to... a dance party.
Yeah, well, I mean...
He needs a new wife. His wife's dead.
Girl, yeah. I think White Canary's kind of like his... She does whatever he wants for the mission, you know what I mean? Oh. Like, she's just so fucked up.
Well, she's such a good... She plays such a good character.
Yeah, but then the one thing that I've kind of rolled my eyes at since... I've had no problems with the show, really. It's just like... It was the day after we got the Thea Bloodlust episode, and then, like, all of a sudden, Canary was back to not being...
With the Bloodlust?
Yeah, even though...
But didn't Constantine got rid of that, which was weird. Like, why would it come back if Constantine got rid of it?
Yeah, it's like, now we need it again. And then that same episode, or the episode after, or that same episode, like, Shiera started going rage mode.
Well, I mean, hers is kind of like, she's finally getting her stuff back.
But it's basically another Bloodlust. I was like, there's way too much bloodlust right now. So much fucking...
They use
the
pit.
Why is that?
They use the pit too much. Like, there's no reason to revive two people in one season.
What do you mean? I don't know what you're...
Because they revived Thea and Sarah in one season. Sarah.
Oh, okay. Now we're getting the backlash, kind of.
Yeah, like, they... I feel like that's something they shouldn't have used twice in one go. I guess it's surprising.
It's because... It backs them into it contradicts themselves because, like,
well, I mean, I guess you get Sarah and then you can use her for the other show.
Not fine anymore. And then they're like, oh, we need a solution for Thea's bloodlust. Call up Constantine. I mean, I forget if he, like, needed. He probably said it was like a one time shot or something.
Yeah, I believe he did.
I'd have to rewatch the episode, but he had certain items, right? And, like, they lose. Lost the power.
Peacock feathers.
Well, like, I'm sure there's a different version. I mean, fuck if. Katana can resurrect fucking Oliver at will, and apparently has the White Lotus on top of that. Might as well give her a call because she's just chilling at a random shack in the middle of the woods.
I like how they're having all the characters run into themselves, which is pretty. Like they had.
Yes, that's what I do. Like the shared universe thing. Because I guess so we don't waste too much time on just the three shows.
Yeah.
The Chicago series. I think I talked about. I talked about Chicago PD because that's the one I started with
years ago.
Yeah, and then I
haven't
watched Fire, but Fire was first, and then PD has been the one I've been doing. But they just launched Chicago Med with the guy that played Tommy Merlin in Arrow, and that cast is fucking on top, too. And then, like, since they launched it, every episode pretty much has had one or two characters from like a different one on it. And it's just like fucking amazing. It just adds more interaction. Cause that's the thing. Like if you have the same group of, like if you have Oliver, Felicity, Diggle, like as great of characters as they, I'll say were, just to cover my bases.
Don't get me started.
Like it becomes stagnant, and then you need to have a bunch of other people. You need to have, Laurel become Canary just to like mix it up and stuff. But like being able to cross over just opens up so many other windows and stuff, you know?
Well, I think those crossovers have been so refreshing.
Definitely.
Like it makes everything a little bit better. Like you get to see it on both, you know, Arrow and Flash. You get to see what happens over here and then what happens over there and how each team deals with it.
I was right. Really, and you can go.
The other one never really bails the other one out. Like, yeah. Not a crutch. Which, you get the magic, but it's not a crutch. So the show still retains what it made it a good show to watch in the first place.
I agree.
I was going to say, I was talking about like how Professor Stein ran into himself in the 70s or the 80s. I think it was 70s. And then
Katie flirted with him.
Professor Stein needs to get his life together.
And then they had Snart run into his dad and then run into his little...
That was kind of emotional when he tells them, don't let anyone hurt you.
Thing. Yeah.
I was like, oh, man.
And I feel like next week they might have Sarah run into herself, maybe, or run into her sister.
Future, right?
Yeah, it's going to be, it's like in this 2076.
I would love to see a fucking future. It's not a different Earth, right? It's just future?
No, just the future.
I would love to see fucking Arrow and Canary finally. I mean...
I don't know, no spoiler alerts from DC.
I've already told him the trailer about how Oliver's going to be in it.
Oh, it's not Oliver, it's Black Arrow.
Oliver's in it too. You should probably watch the trailer a little better.
Oh. I don't think I did watch the trailer. I kind of just episode's over, time to go to bed.
What is Black Arrow? Not like Malcolm Merlyn?
He's black. I don't know who he is.
It's supposed to be black. It's supposed to be Green Arrow's...
Green Arrow, but he's black.
Yeah, his protege. And they think that Oliver's dead, but he's not.
That'll be interesting. I do like that.
They start showed in Legends, which is pretty cool.
So what other shows do you want to talk about?
The 100.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Go quick.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody's watched it, but you haven't. It's kind of like Lost mixed with...
I've been skeptical because I kind of saw it as...
What is that? Lord of the Flies. Right, is that what that was called?
That isn't that the book where all the little kids...
Yeah, like, so it's like Lord of the Flies mixed with Lost. But it's
yeah,
really
I've got
good.
The Lost vibe from it. Yeah.
Great character development, great storyline.
And it has Desmond Hume from Lost.
And it has Eliza Taylor, and she's absolutely gorgeous. So she does a couple of lesbian scenes. Like it's pretty great. I watched that. Chicago PD.
What's the general premise? They... were up in space and then they...
So they were up in space.
They used them as a test to see if...
No. They were up in space and anybody who commits a crime gets floated, which means you get thrown out of the spaceship and you die.
Which is how it should work probably all the time.
Right. But the kids, they kept the kids and they didn't float them. You can't float them until they're 18. So they kept the kids, and instead of floating the kids, they sent them to Earth.
So this is juvenile detention for them?
Yeah. And then they shot them down to Earth and was like, all right, figure your shit out, because we're all going to die unless we can live there.
From the promos I have seen, it looks like there's already been people down on the planet. Is it Earth?
Yeah, it's Earth, but after, like, a big world war. But there's, like, when they first go down there, they don't know that they think they're the only ones.
So they bailed because of the war or the repercussions after the war?
Because of the war, like, and it was like a big, like multicultural, it's like a big multicultural people, like private thing. They went to space so they could live, like their families would be able to live, all that type of stuff.
Oh, so it's a preservation in case the world ends?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then it does, and then, you know, they find out this is actually people that they call the grounders down there. And
you mean not the others?
Others, grounders, you know, same thing. But they're called grounders. But it's really good, and I suggest people watch it.
I might try it.
I want to say...
It's only in the middle of its first season, though, right?
No, actually, they're on, like, the third season now.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe it's, like, are they, like, half seasons? Because I swear it started just a little while ago.
It started, like, 2 years ago.
Okay, fine.
So before Justin goes off on his little bunch of shows, I want to say one show. Walking Dead, great.
Oh, fuck.
Gotta watch it. I don't want to spoil anything too much because Walking Dead people are crazy people.
Yeah, that's true. But this episode was
crazy shit went down, and the show is going to be good like it usually is, I guess.
Yes.
Justin doesn't
watch
it.
Sometimes it can be boring, but they need to develop and set up stuff. But
I get bored. I mean,
the season opener was probably one of the best I've ever seen.
Season one, which I had a good time with. I was surprised. You guys, that was the deal. You guys were going to watch the pilot of Chuck, and I was going to watch the pilot of Walking Dead. And then I ended up just finishing the first season, and I didn't regret it. But
Walking Dead's good
I have watched episodes around the time of the governor, and
Governor's so good.
He is good, but like,
great too.
It's almost like that Breaking Bad thing where like you have to like sit through a lot of boring kind of slow building up.
Oh
things,
yeah.
But then when the payoff
completely
is there,
agreeable.
It's payoff. There.
If you watch the last episode that just aired, you'd be like,
I don't have time to just sit there and wait. For
moments,
you know.
Well, this is. I feel like Walking Dead's one of those shows you have to marathon, and that's how you'll get like the best
experience, the best bang for your buck.
Because this summer,
I don't get to watch the Walking Dead after show. The hour-long fucking thing, like it's an MTV fucking Real World or something.
Yeah, that's just all I wanted to say about Walking Dead. So you can.
It's great. Everyone should watch it. If you're not a fan,
everyone does watch it, I don't think.
Like I said, I think I mentioned it the first time. AMC has like a different. They're pretty good tonally. It's almost like they were Netflix before Netflix was doing all this Daredevil and like fucking like crazy shows. And
I feel like AMC doesn't give a shit, and they just
AMC does their own thing.
We need this stuff. It's like AMC is like a network. Like it's almost like a network. A network. I was using it as an.
They used to just do only old things like movies.
They're like a regular TV network, yet they're. It's almost kind of the quality and storytelling of like an HBO, like a premium network, like an HBO or a Showtime, which I like.
So what other shows? When we did this topic before, you went on a long.
Oh, I just went down my entire app of stuff. I mean, I can do that too.
Give us
just real quick.
Give us an update.
Let's see. Shows I have on my thing. 11/22/63, I think is the James Franco one about the assassination.
Isn't that something new?
JFK.
Yes, that just started.
Yeah, which looks good.
He has to go back in time and kill the guy who kills JFK.
Yeah, it's almost like Doctor Who with JFK or something. So there's that. Chicago PD we mentioned. Legends we mentioned. Vinyl looked kind of good. It's kind of like almost like Mad Men was about like marketing in the 1970s. It almost looks like, or 1950s probably. It's almost like the music industry in probably like the 70s or 80s or so. It looked interesting. What else we got? Angie Tribeca. It's made by Steve Carell and his wife, and it stars Rashida Jones. And it's kind of like it's almost like, have you guys ever seen Airplane?
No.
Movie?
No.
It's like a,
wait,
it's like
is that what?
It's a parody movie when they're on the.
Snakes on a Plane?
Just kidding. Motherfucking plane.
Do you remember that dance scene from Ted where she like picks him up and spins him around and shit?
I think.
Yeah, that's a shot for shot for a scene from Airplane, so it's kind of weird.
Oh.
So it's like a parody thing and it's pretty funny. Yep. Bob's Burgers.
Oh, you know what else is good? No one's ever watched it? Trailer Park Boys.
Never heard
of it. It is the corniest.
Sounds like your kind of stuff.
It is so
where you belong.
Dumb. I wasn't gonna watch it at first. I was like, wow, this is fucking dumb.
What
That's
is
fucked
it?
Up. It's just a comedy about like these guys from Canada, Nova Scotia. But it's just like they live in a trailer park, they sell dope, they always go in and out of jail. And it's dumb, but it is so funny. It is worth the watch.
30 minutes or an hour?
30-minute episodes. And they're on like season. They're going on season 10. But it's just a very funny show that people would like. Okay. And there's no there's no real setting to it. It's just kind of like a Family Guy type show.
I thought you said it was in a trailer park.
It is in a trailer park, but that's like it. You know what I mean?
Keeping going, Lucifer just started on Fox. It's the devil takes a vacation into L.A. And it's kind of like a cop drama almost, but one of the two fucking people is the devil, so it plays interesting. It hasn't gotten stale yet. The jokes are still kind of there. Supergirl, we haven't talked about.
I gave up on that a while ago.
Flash is going to be on Supergirl's getting better. Fight choreography is still kind of weird. They either do super speed and cool, or they do weird floaty backflips and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's kind of pretty good. Martian Manhunter's on it. You're probably not going to get a Martian Manhunter in the movies for a while, so
true.
You might as well like the one that's on there. Superstore, the new comedy on NBC, fucking hilarious. I'm trying to think. You know how The Office was in an office? It's basically like that, but in like a Walmart.
Oh, yeah?
So that's fucking hilarious. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, still good. Chicago.
I need to watch that.
Pretty great.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is very funny. I forgot about that.
I want to watch that. I just never do.
Chicago Med, we said it was good. The Grinder is still fucking hilarious.
That's the live action one?
More episodes.
Ooh, or not live action, live comedy?
No.
What show is that?
Oh, no, that was Undateable.
Oh,
They wrapped up.
Oh.
They had their last episode, they had Backstreet Boys on it.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty fucking hilarious.
I still didn't watch Grindr then.
Still didn't watch what?
Grindr.
Oh, yeah. Grindr's still funny. It has Fred Savage from The Wonder Years and Rob Lowe, and he's a TV lawyer that becomes a lawyer. Still okay. Hilarious. Hasn't gotten still yet. Hollywood Game Night, you can if you're bored. Agent Carter, I'm still
How is
watching,
that?
But I feel it's really kind of boring. And now it's more comedy-based now. Like, Jarvis is just always around and being kind of weird and quirky and stuff. I mean, I'm just watching it because I feel like I'm going to miss something that's going to tie into Agents, which Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is still... I feel like I might quit at some point because it's weird now. Coulson doesn't have a hand. He has a mechanical hand. He's getting super... He's almost like Walter White now.
I love Walter White, Justin. Don't tell
me. They went into a different world.
There's only Gemma that went.
No, she was there. She came back, and then they made a plan to go save the guy that she was with.
Yes.
And then it was this whole fucking love triangle bullshit, and then Coulson dated the girl from the... other department that was like going after Inhumans, and then they
he's not dating her.
Like one he was they fucked and they were dating kind of, and then Ward shot her from like 15 street blocks away, sniped her in the head, and then Ward
I think I finished the season then. You might have just spoiled a lot for it.
Your fault.
Okay, I thought I did.
I told Eli that every Wednesday morning. I'm like, do you watch Flash? He's like, no. I'm like, well, I'm going to fucking spoil it.
Hey, you're the worst person in the world. Oh, they were fighting today and fucking Batman.
Oh, I
was like, no fucking way. It's bullshit.
I'm like, Wally West got stabbed.
He just rambles off a bunch of different things, and I don't know what's real and what's fake. It turns out none of it's ever real, but you can't trust Lane. He's a piece of shit.
I don't spoil things unless it's the Joker dying in Batman.
What else do I got? So Agent Carter, do it if you want to do it. It's probably still another short season. Actually, I think the season's longer, but they took Lindsay Fonseca off of it, which pisses me off because now they're in L.A. as opposed to New York. But I'm just kind of doing it because I feel like I'm going to miss something that's going to be in one of the Marvel movies.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which, I mean, other than that, because Zach talks it up all the time, and I'm just like, nah, I haven't watched it yet. It's like literally the last thing I watch in the week. New Girl, for some reason, Zooey Deschanel's off of it for like the last couple of episodes, and they put Megan Fox in there instead, and she's been like killing it, at least in my opinion. And she's
sure you just don't like looking at her?
Oh, I love looking at her.
That the one's Kat Dennings?
No, that's
Two Broke Girls.
I don't waste my time with CBS comedies anymore.
I'm not gonna watch
How I Met Your Mother. I still like How I Met Your Mother, but that end fucking ruined me.
Anything else?
Arrow.
We'll
wait.
Yeah.
Hell's Kitchen's still fucking fun as hell to watch. Lip Sync Battle, I only watch if people I know are on that. Ridiculousness is still funny to watch. Blind Spot, I think I'm going to give up because it's, like I said, I think I said yeah, last night, it's kind of like a, if you liked, like Without a Trace
school.
That was on a while
Thank
ago,
you.
And like just kind of drama, FBI stuff, you can watch it, but other than that, I don't think you're going to be too enthralled. Gotham's still on the rise, still doing better.
That last season was not very good.
The first season was not very good, since they've had the
villains.
The
first season was good.
Really? You don't like the villains? You didn't like the Riddler thing?
I like the villains, but like, I don't know. It's just the way that the second season went.
I mean, I don't see him as like a good James Gordon.
Really, I like him. I think he does good. Some of the stuff throws me off.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, it's definitely not like one I'm going to like. It's not something I'd hit or miss, probably. They are teasing Mr. Freeze.
That's good.
When they return. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. we've been over. Daredevil we'll get into.
And that's maybe.
Pretty much all that's currently on for me. I never went into Heroes Reborn. Don't think I will.
Oh, I started watching it. I forgot about it.
Mr. Robot, I kind of want to try.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't really know too much. I think he's like an AI or like he might. I don't know.
I would guess with the name Mr. Robot.
I think it won an award. I heard they were making a new Prison Break.
They're doing a miniseries.
Which is why they think.
So it's just like X-Files kind of?
Narc will not be on Legends.
Some
things.
Maybe. So any other shows you guys want to...
What's this one?
I decided to make Arrow a different topic because I have things I want to say.
Okay. Arrow's a different topic?
This has gone on for like 35 minutes.
True. Yeah, hey, you know, I got out there pretty quick.
But I forget what it was. And I haven't started it, so.
So we're good?
I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, good.
So with topic three, we're going to talk about this in topic two, but I want to talk about why I'm going to give up on Arrow.
You're not going to give up on Arrow.
I am going to give up on Arrow.
That's not true.
Let me break it down.
How many episodes have you been disappointed in a row that you're willing to quit?
This whole season. Can you name a good episode from this season?
No.
Maybe the crossover.
When they brought everyone back?
The crossover is usually good.
When they brought everyone back? Oh, with Roy?
Roy and Katana and Shadow were all in the same fucking episode.
I guess if you're going for like that factor, but like I don't care about...
That's not a strong argument now. But
I don't care about Oliver and Felicity's marriage. That's not going to happen. I don't care about the son.
Agreed.
They're dragging out this Felicity, Oliver not telling Felicity about his son thing way too long. Which is like a fucking little drama.
This is what happens in every drama.
I guess. Her getting her walking back, I guess they needed to do, but.
That was cool. I didn't know that guy was gay on the show.
You didn't know he was gay?
Yeah, he is.
No.
He
is. Just until fucking his boyfriend was holding his hand. I don't know if they brought that up before, times. But that, I was like, whoa.
So
do you not know that Commander Singh is gay too?
Commander Singh?
The police guy in the Flash.
Oh yes, I did know that.
Okay.
Because he's talking about 50% his honeymoon with his husband and stuff.
You guys need the background.
But I just know what episode did that just like come up in an episode? He's like, yeah, me and my boyfriend.
I
don't remember hearing that.
Like when she first started working with him, and then like Oliver walked in, and he was like, "All right, settle down, you're married." She's hunky.
So, Eli, back out. I don't care about anything that's going on in this season. I'm pretty sure Malcolm and Oliver are working together again.
I think so, too.
If they repeat it, but I don't know. They could.
He seems mad.
If he's, like, working with Oliver, it's going to be exactly like season three, and it would also be, like, exactly like Lance at the beginning of the season, where he's, like, infiltrating Hive.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think he would have got his hand cut off just for that.
I
think he would have been like, is there a way we can do this so that I can still
it just married? Doesn't it doesn't I feel like we missed the scene when that happened. Oliver's like, I got a great idea, and then they go there and he's like,
yeah, it might have been
I'm gonna fight
like
you.
It's my wife. That was weird hearing that the whole time.
Yep.
Oh no, my husband.
Yeah. She leaned in heavy on that.
That's all she did the whole entire time. My husband.
Some emotional thing he had, yeah.
It just, it's not as good as it used to be, and it's definitely not even close to being as good as Flash. I feel like I'm wasting my time when I watch it.
I kind of agree.
A little bit.
It was like one of the worst shows.
Action's still good.
Damian Dark's a...
I think is a weak...
I like Damian Dark.
Character. She was better this episode. Yeah, Damian Dark's fucking
He's
awful.
A good villain, but like not, a few episodes
he's
ago, he's like, I'm not going to kill you because you saved my fucking family. It's like, oh, great. We can extend this for four more episodes.
Yeah, he's like the fan. We've seen more of his interior decorating right now than his ruthlessness.
Yeah.
So I know you're making good points. Yeah.
I understand fearing him, but then it just gets to a point where it's like, can something, like, he seems like a person that would just, it's obvious that Oliver is Green Arrow, I guess, to a degree. maybe not to everybody on the show, but I feel like Damian Dock would figure that out like nothing. He would figure that out so quick.
Don't they know he's him?
No, he doesn't know that Oliver is the Green Arrow.
Doesn't his wife know?
I don't think so.
I think they do.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure he's like...
Last episode where she was like, where they like shook hands before the debate and he's like, don't want you to bring the we're about to bring the house down after they just defused bombs at that location.
Your applause is so loud it could bring the house down.
Yeah, something like that. Like, I think they know.
It doesn't.
But it's more like,
well,
it's more
she
like,
said kill Oliver. She didn't say kill Green Arrow.
She said kill Green Arrow to Damian Dark when.
Yeah, but she said kill Oliver to the demolition guys.
Right. So maybe she, I'd have to go back, but maybe she knows and the husband doesn't, which seems
There's
weird.
There's no
to me.
Way.
Eli, are you still in that game?
How did he?
No, I'm in your lobby. It says.
No. I'm make a new thing.
I was impressed that he could force choke somebody across the fucking world through a TV
screen. Yeah, that was new. Fucking weird.
It just.
I don't know his abilities at all, really.
I don't really know them either, but he seems like a total badass. They would just be like, he'd find Oliver, kill him, be done with it. Just.
But he's fucking around.
I mean, Arrow's the one that has been the longest out of the three in the universe we're talking about. So.
True. So they
and
had...
it's on the CW, so starting from season three, they lean too heavy into a Batman story arc. And it's a little bit more. Last season is when I started noticing the kind of like the shift from
good to bad.
I mean, it always had like the drama and stuff, but like it went from like they focused more on the drama and the love story as opposed to the action.
Literally,
and the Green Arrowing.
Since they killed him and he fell off that cliff, that's where I feel like it just went off a cliff with it. The quality of the show.
Are you just saying that because of how poetic it is?
But that's also how I feel.
Yeah.
Because I was saying that to you last year. I was like, this isn't as good as it used to be. Granted, the season with Deathstroke was great. And season one was really good. I also don't know if I'm saying that just because I'm comparing it to The Flash, maybe. And Flash is...
I think you're a little tainted on it. Like, it's tainted a little bit because The Flash is so great.
Yeah, probably.
But... At some point, you might think that the Flash could start dwindling.
It's true. Maybe
what if next year they launch a fourth show?
It's true.
Because the Chicago fucking trilogy thing is they're adding a Chicago Law like next year, and I'm like, I don't need that. Like, don't they already cross over with SVU? Do we need another?
They do cross over with SVU. Another,
do we need more? I don't get it.
It just seems like they don't. I feel like they don't know who's in that grave.
That was my what?
They're still trying to figure it out as the show goes on.
I feel like they have no idea. I feel like they're like, we'll show a grave. We'll put someone in there later.
Let's see what the fans think.
They definitely know.
I'm sure they do, but it just feels like this. It's just like they don't have like a flow of what they want to do. Like now they're just throwing the son in there, just probably to fuck up Felicity and Oliver's marriage.
And he'll finally end up with Laurel.
No, he's probably going to stay with Felicity. Let's be realistic.
No.
I don't know who I would stay with. They're both hot.
I will say that lately I've been seeing the show ending at its 5-year plan.
Probably.
Which I'm almost... But I would still like to see him show up in, like, Flash and Legends, maybe. You know, something like that. And, like, I don't know. I always envisioned it would go as long as it could.
I feel like Flash can go long, but maybe I'd still...
Yeah, Flash has time travel.
That's true.
Arrow's always had the 5-year formula, kind of, and even, like, since season 3, the flashbacks have been, like, unnecessary.
I just think it's rare...
Because now it's like he's regressing. Oh, no, he's progressing in his flashbacks. So, like, what's gonna... I mean, they just kind of flipped it back this episode where they were like... Good, you need monsters to kill monsters, and he killed the guy.
Yeah, that's what they're billing towards.
Yeah, which kind of seems like a quick fix, kind of, you know? Because he was progressing back then, too. Like, I only care about getting all of you home safely.
I just don't like... It's rare that I can watch a season of something and be like, I don't remember a good full episode period. Maybe that's just me.
I rolled my eyes a little bit at the episode last, or this week. just all the marriage stuff, and then like how convenient that Quentin is dating Felicity's dad, mom. Or Felicity's mom. And, yeah, Felicity's dad's back too, when he's like a good bad guy.
he's gone now.
Yep, that was a minor plot point that we don't really need to give a fuck
Felicity
about.
Felicity gave him the boot.
And then like the comment where like Oliver asked something, it's like, why do you think I would do that? He's like, because you're a man. And it's like, why'd you just insult your fiance for being, like, I know we're trying to like push for like gender equality, but like that's kind of not the way you should do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I just used to look forward to Arrow, and now I don't even look forward to it.
I agree with that.
I always
look forward to watching The Flash.
Every Tuesday I wake up, I'm like, yes, Flash.
Watching The Arrow, I could watch that whenever. Like,
but here, stepping away from it though, like if you create some space, looking back, what are you gonna use as like the best version of an Oliver Queen or a Green Arrow? It's still gonna be Arrow.
That's true.
I guess.
I'm not saying you need to waste your. It's not it. For me, it hasn't gotten to a waste of time yet, but I'm not having as much enjoyment or wow factor as I.
Wait, it says I'm in your game, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Try searching?
I am trying to search. I don't know. I really. I want it to get better.
The ways I want to fix it, Merlin needs to go.
See, I disagree.
Why?
I love Merlin. The actor plays him so well.
I feel like
he's a nice. The only reason I don't like him is because of this whole "I have to save my daughter" bullshit. But as if it didn't depend on that, I guess. I don't know.
He could be a great all-time villain.
The Flash crossover where he was when like the second time he like just showed up in the cave. Barry's like, does he plan that? Like, does he just show up like that all the fucking time? It's like, yes, he does. He just shows up whenever, like, the plot kind of needs a bad guy. But that's not really, like, the bad guy.
I feel like season 5 it could be.
Like, what?
I feel like Merlin could be the bad guy again.
I really don't want that.
But that would be cool, because he always... It's interesting when he's the bad guy.
I don't know where they go for season 5. I guess I didn't know where they were going for season
1, it was a surprise that he was the bad guy. Season 2, he took off. Season 3, he was just kind of there, so he'd become Roz, like I called. Four, I just don't know. Before the hand chop off, I liked the relationship kind of. Like, we're both on opposite sides of the coin, but I, like, respect you enough to help you at times.
I also don't like how they...
I like that dynamic, but I don't know. He just kind of needs to go, Thea, I think we might need to retire. Like, when Roy came back, I was like, nice. And not because... He is a girl. Just because
you don't like girls in shows?
The whole bloodlust thing is just fucking annoying by now.
I don't like that they got rid of the League of Assassins.
The what? The League of Assassins?
I don't like that they got rid of that.
I think that's all just a ploy.
If they lead into like a Cadmus thing, that would be great.
A what?
But Cadmus, the place that made Superboy. Oh. Remember they had that guy that shot like eye lasers when
Yep. And he's not from the particle accelerator?
Right, yeah. I was like, oh man, maybe it's like where they make Superboy.
Maybe.
That'd be sick. I'd love to see the fucking Teen Titans, dude.
Well, they canceled that TV show.
They can't what?
They canceled the live-action Teen Titans show.
Yeah, that was going to be on what, like TNT?
TNT, I believe, yeah.
Was it a live-action that was coming out?
It was supposed to be.
There's been a movie that's been canceled, too.
Do you think at some point, you know how Oliver is going to be in Legends of Tomorrow? Do you think they'd ever do like a futuristic, like they jump into the future to have like that angle or anything like that?
Not for an extended period of time because they killed him and it was a nice plot point and then they brought him immediately back.
I guess.
So like even things that I want to go 3 episodes don't even go 10 minutes.
Well, that's... So. The whole killing your main character thing, it's ballsy. I'll give them that.
I love it. It was fucking awesome.
But
because they kind of did it so that the characters could like learn their roles, and I've said this on a podcast before, they could learn their new roles. Do we really want to be doing this, or were we just doing it because of Oliver?
Yep.
And then Oliver was back like that episode. I'm just like, oh. Well, I don't think he was back that episode, but...
He was alive.
We knew he was alive.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know. That was a waste of
playing invite.
I will after this game. Well, it's kind of like in The Walking Dead. Now it kind of gets to a point where you basically know no main character is going to die anymore. But
that's not true.
It kind of is. When Glenn died, the whole fucking world freaked out. Or when he
he was supposed to die in the comics though.
He might die when Negan comes. So I get why they did it. So it could be like, oh, anything can happen in this TV show, but. They could have at least made it suspenseful for us, I guess. But they didn't even give it to like the end of the episode. Remember at that season finale or the mid-season finale, they had the body dragging Oliver like through the snow. So you're like, oh well, that means nothing.
Yeah.
So I just want it to be better. That's all he wants.
It could be. I mean, that was my concern when they were launching Flash with the same writers. I was like, I don't want to sacrifice the quality that Arrow has been for the Flash to be a thing, and then they fucking launched Legends, and I'm glad Legends exists, but I don't know. I kind of want, and maybe Arrow's just running out of legs. I don't know.
Maybe I don't know.
I mean, the quality's still fantastic. It's just maybe the story.
Story's lacking
because the characters have been around for so long. Maybe like, but then it could be an easy fix. Like, you literally just need Barry. You said he was going to reset the timeline back to the Pied Piper episode.
Yep.
That'll fuck things up.
I don't know if he's resetting it or if he's just going back.
But if he goes back and changes even the slightest thing, the longer he goes back, the more repercussions timeline it has.
That's true.
So maybe William won't exist anymore?
Maybe.
Maybe Merlin will probably have his arm back.
See, that's what I don't like about the Flash.
Missing Katie might be a thing again. Maybe Katie will stay in the League of Assassins and just be like a bad guy.
That's what I don't like about the Flash. That's what
Barry
I don't like, though.
Barry does it in the comics too.
What is that? He can just keep going back in time. And
yeah, he could. This whole season could be nothing. Oliver could just be like, "Hey, Barry, mind going back in time and just killing Damian Dark?"
And that's what Barry is in the comics. It's like literally I think it was like something. I mean, Infinite Crisis, he was the hero. It's like anyone could die, and then Barry's just like, I got it. So, like, the show could do the same thing. I mean, but then you have to actually work out the complications and the repercussions on all three shows.
Yep.
But it's an option.
It is.
That's why I thought when Felicity had her legs back, I was like, Barry must make a time jump soon.
Yeah.
But now it's just like a magic chip in her spine that hasn't been tested.
I think I'm going to give it this week. And if I don't like it this week, I might take a break.
This week all about his son, though?
It is, which isn't good for the show.
We should give it another week.
It's not even his son, really.
I barely gave it this week. When it was Wednesday, we were playing Rocket League, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to watch it. Justin's like, well, I have to charge my thing, so I was like, all right, I guess I'll watch it, even though I really don't want to. But yeah, that's just what I thought about why I might give up on Arrow, and probably going to give up on Arrow.
I mean, we're entitled to have our concerns, definitely.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just because we've been with the show for 3.5 years now. I don't know.
I mean, I understand that shows get a little, I mean, I guess Breaking Bad got better at this time, but I think Breaking Bad's like a rare thing.
But I mean, like, I aren't you going to regret, like, maybe season 5 if it's like, the last season and, like, Felicity ends up out of, like, no offense, Felicity's great. I mean, she's a strong character, and I'm glad they actually made her into something. But I still want Endgame to be, I want my Green Arrow and Canary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what a lot but, like, of what, if it, what if it's, like, a 13 episode, what if it's a 13 episode final season 5, they stick to their plan, or whatever, and then they have that whole Argus, all the villains break out of, not like the Deathstroke where it was just like one episode and Thea punched him and it was over. Like, actually Deathstroke, like, leads a team against Arrow, Team Arrow and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, Deathstroke's off the table now.
He's off the table? They can't use him on TV?
Well, he's going to be in next week of Legend of Tomorrow, so maybe that's what they meant, but I doubt it.
Maybe.
DC sent up the thing that said, like, Deathstroke can't be used in the show. He's slated for another live action.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. But that's just what I wanted to say about Arrow, so.
Okay. I mean, I'll stick with it. Unless it's going to have to take a lot for me to get, like, knocked off of it. because I still want Huntress to come back at some point. I still want Deathstroke to come back at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff, but I'm tired a little bit of the Bloodlust. I don't know. The team's a little.
I know you're tired of fucking William.
I never was on board for William. Never on board. Because that's when it becomes a CW drama. I understand he's a plot point. The kid hasn't even had a boy. He's had a line, I guess. I like the Flash better than you do. And Malcolm, I think, could go either way, but they need to mix up that character. I like what he offers, but I'm tired.
Okay. So for topic 4, we didn't do a podcast at the beginning of the year, so we're going to do predicting what the game of the year for this year is going to be. Eli, as you didn't understand in the text messages earlier. So I'm going to be going over we're doing it from here on. So it's February 20th. Yes, February 20th. I can read. So Far Cry Primal comes out next week. Then we got Plants vs. Zombies.
Hold on, how are you doing? Is this going down the list?
Going down the list. Or should we talk about individual ones? What do you want to do?
I would say we would talk as they come up. How long is the list?
It's not that long.
Okay, yeah, we should probably talk about them.
Okay, so Primal, Far Cry Primal, what do you think?
Primal, is it on our radars? It's on my radar.
Definitely on my radar. Definitely not Game of the Year.
I'm going to agree with Steve Lane 100%.
I always think they're going to like innovate and like make more replayability, but then it's usually just a really solid single-player thing with achievements, and then you're kind of done with it.
I feel like it's going to be worse than 4 because it's so close, I guess. I don't know.
Because got news of it?
No, 4 just came out, not last year. Was it last year?
No, I think it was the year before.
Might have been the end, because usually Far Cry's have, a two-year cycle, usually?
3 was, December 2012.
12, so, yeah, 14, 2014 would have been.
And now 16,
yeah,
so they're fine.
I guess. All right, so then there's Plants vs. Zombies. That's...
Well, we should talk about, the beast mechanic and that. That's fucking awesome.
In what, Far Cry?
Yeah, but there's not going to be any guns, so is that going to turn people off?
Definitely. What if we create guns?
Yeah.
Whoa, you get to use a bow and arrow.
And a spear.
And probably maybe a slingshot, if we're lucky.
And fight Sabretooth.
Sabretooth?
Is that the...
That's not correct at all.
I don't think that's the plural. All right, so Plants vs. Zombies 2, or Garden Warfare 2.
Did you ever play the first one? I thought you said
wanted to buy it. I played the beta for the second one.
I played the beta too. It was all right.
It's not...
Is it kind of like...
It's kind of like Call of Duty.
Gotham Impostors or whatever?
I don't know what that is, so...
The Joker... The fans of Joker and the fans of Batman. And it was just kind of a two-block fighting arena.
No, it's kind of like Call of Duty, just your plants and zombies. Swear to God.
So it's a bad ripoff?
Who
makes that?
EA? EA.
I don't think it's a ripoff. It's it's kind of completely different. It's just got the shooter.
It's more of a playful take on it, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's basically...
Call of Duty.
In a way, yes. In my opinion.
I'm still thinking, the way I'm envisioning it, it's like Gotham City Impostors.
I've never played that, so I have not a clue.
You know what I'm talking about.
I probably know what you're talking about, I just don't remember.
I'll show you after.
There's The Walking Dead Michonne, that likes to win. Oh,
what is that?
Yeah, what is that?
It's Walking Dead Telltale, just with Michonne.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
And that game likes to win Game of the Year, so...
I think that's
the town that was teased in the original one, right?
Michonne's a person.
Where he was from or whatever.
She?
Michonne is a person.
Oh, she's the...
Oh, yeah, you didn't even watch the fucking thing.
No, he told me the other day.
I told him what happened the other day, yeah. So we're not going to talk about that, though.
Ruin thing?
I asked him. I said, are you going to watch it? And he said no, and I said, well...
You're not going to watch it?
He doesn't watch Walking Dead.
We're not going down this rabbit hole.
I want to go down it.
Yeah. No, we're talking about next time.
Flashback.
Okay, what else do we get? Heavy Rain's getting remastered, but that doesn't count.
Yeah, isn't that the one where you get 4 people and once you all die, you're done?
Okay, cool.
I didn't hear what you say, Justin?
I think the time for remastering is kind of over now that we're so far into the console cycle.
Would you consider a remaster for Game of the Year?
they'd have to add substantial stuff, kind of like Devil May Cry's remaster did. It added two other characters to play the story as.
So would you count The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess HD?
No.
Well, that's next on the list. They are adding more stuff.
It had its moment. If it's just a reskin with better graphics, no, it shouldn't be up for grabs again.
They're adding more stuff to it, though. With the amiibos.
Characters, new story, new...
They're adding new dungeons.
Oh, with the amiibo stuff? That'd be pretty cool. I can see that one in Game of the Year.
It's not going to. I don't think remasters should be allowed. I was just asking your opinion, I guess, would be the best way to put it.
With you, I don't think so. Unless it's like something substantial.
Okay, next is The Division. We already talked about that, so watch that topic if you want to know how we feel about The Division. That could be game...
I don't think so.
Games this early in the year don't win Game of the Year.
What won last year? Witcher. Witcher?
Witcher. Did.
Witcher came out in like March.
No, that came out in like June.
Okay.
That's not this early in the year. Because like
Ori and the Blind Forest got fucking screwed over because it was like February.
Yeah, but a lot of people thought Dying Light should win Game of the Year, but the people
Colin.
No, but I've heard other people say that too.
That
people like forget about it.
I completely disagree though.
It's a better Dead Island.
That is true.
Yeah, great. Okay. You know how close Dead Island was Game of the Year for me?
Not very close.
Only on the radar.
There's EA Sports, UFC 2.
I doubt it.
Surprised that was a little thing.
Dead or Alive Extreme 3.
Whoa.
We're not getting...
We're not getting that?
That's like the one there in bikinis just doing random mini games, right?
I don't know.
I don't think they're porting it to the West because of the
boobs,
the sexuality.
Street Fighter V, we can count. I forgot to count that because it just came out. But
yeah, that would be great. I would love. I'm kind of sad that's a PlayStation exclusive.
Get a PlayStation, bum.
Now that I hand me down my fucking 360, I might get a PS4. But
not a bad choice.
No, it's not. That's also like the toughest fighting game to get into because it's so technical.
Pokken Tournament comes out. That could
be... that looks fucking awesome.
It does look awesome.
Isn't that like the fighting game?
Yeah, fighting for Pokemon.
Yeah, I thought it was just like an arcade, though.
No.
It's like it's just PlayStation and like PC.
It's only on Wii U. Only on Wii U.
Yep, there it is.
Yep. Makes me want to buy a Wii U. I'm not going to.
I know.
MLB...
Well, we could find it in an arcade or something.
Probably. MLB 16, definitely not winning Game of the Year.
What was that? MLB?
MLB, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Dark Souls 3, maybe? That could...
MLB is great for the story of...
That could have a possibility of it.
Being the first to pitch a fucking perfect game and then $1 million. That's basically the only story. What was the one you just said?
Dark Souls 3.
That'll be...
It'll be up there.
Those games are... I feel like a lot of people still don't... Like, they're not converted to be able to play that, but, like, that's getting a... Since Bloodborne and Dark Souls 2, like, they've been on a lot of discussions, so, like, word of mouth.
But
yeah, I'm still not gonna fucking put myself through that.
Don't you want to try it, though? Aren't you intrigued?
If I'm on an account that's not mine and I don't pop an achievement, sure. Or I'd like to see somebody that actually knows what they're doing play it.
I don't think people know what they're doing. I think they know how to... glitch it. Or not glitch it.
They have plenty of time to learn. Oh, they glitch it now. I don't
think. Not glitch, but like know the gay things you have to do.
Yeah, because that's what it is, but it's a lot of trial and error.
Yeah.
No, I don't have the time or the anger management progress to
do that. Quantum Break? That could definitely...
Yep, that's on my fucking thing.
Eli, do you know about Quantum Break?
Nope.
It's like a...
Time travel. Time manipulation.
Slow down time, yeah.
And it has the Iceman guy from X-Men, and they're gonna integrate it with like a TV series kind of thing.
Are they?
Yeah. So like, there's like three sections in the game where like they make you like watch an episode. I think of course you can skip it if you want to, but like it'll actually have story elements to it. So it's like a 22-minute episode, like three times. Whatever, and depending on your choices in the game, the episode will be slightly different. Like, maybe there'll be rioters, or maybe you'll make a decision where there's not a riot, or something like
that. Is that going to be like the...
It has a great cast, too.
Is it going to be like Destiny, where I don't want to go read about it otherwise, I just want it in my game?
What do you mean, don't...
Like, you know how in Destiny you have the, yeah.
No, I think you'll want to watch the episode.
Okay.
And if you don't, you don't. You can still just go back and play, I guess.
There's a new Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, I love those games.
Those games are all good.
That's just PlayStation, though.
PlayStation 4, yeah.
That'll make me buy a PlayStation.
I always wanted to play Ratchet and Clank, and I never got around to it
when
I
was on. You'd probably like it.
Oh, I would. I think I would love it.
Oh, great games.
Jack and Daxter I wanted to try, but I never got
Jack and Daxter was a lot of fun, too.
And Sly Cooper, I guess, I kind of wanted to try.
Uncharted 4, that's probably going to be...
That'd be fan-fucking-tastic.
That's going to be top of the list, probably, realistically. It has to be, actually. Battleborn, I don't really know anything about Battleborn.
That's the one made, it's kind of like Borderlands, that's... like a third person, or... I don't know, I think you might have an option for third person, but I think it's like a first person... like League of Legends,
really?
Kind of shooter thing, and it's like, but it has Borderlands humor, and
that's kind of,
but it's almost kind of like Evolve too, so it's weird. I feel like it's not on a lot of people's radar, or probably it's on their radar, but they're not.
They're hopeful. Iffy about it.
Yeah, they're not very hopeful about it.
Doom. I think Doom will surprise a lot of people.
Doom's gonna be awesome, and it's gonna be old school. That's the thing. It might turn off some people, like if they never played the other ones.
Yeah, probably.
It might actually be hard.
You hear the campaign's going to be 13 hours?
I did not hear that.
That's a long campaign.
That's pretty fucking good, too, because they were talking to, like, the whole focus is, like, keeping your momentum and speed to get, like, glory kills and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So 13 hours for that's kind of fucking fantastic, because I did Doom 1, 100% of Doom 1, but I'm kind of stuck on Doom 2 on, like, mission 9 of 12.
Mm-hmm.
And like you can beat, like if you know what you're doing, you can beat those things in like 50 seconds if you know what you're doing, which I don't. So, but still, they're nowhere near 13 hours.
We have Homefront, which I'm not buying.
Yep, after the beta,
don't buy that.
Why not?
It is
the beta was terrible.
Worst game I've ever played. Okay, not really.
Really,
but it's down there.
The beta was terrible. I mean, but I think I said it when we were doing
failed.
We're
videos?
Not gonna upload those videos because it's pointless. But, I think I was saying, like, maybe it'll just be, like, the focus is on story and not, like, that game mode.
Maybe. If that's what it is, though, that's going to fail so hard.
Yeah, it didn't look... Another thing, that didn't look great graphically.
Eli, you know...
I haven't seen much on it, but...
Eli, you know how you played Flashpoint?
Yeah.
Imagine kind of like that. I guess it looks better than Flashpoint.
But when you die, you have to watch your stupid online teammates do stuff until...
And it's slow, boring...
Nah. Never gotten it.
Mirror's Edge Catalyst will be good.
I hope it's longer than 2 hours on hard mode. It looks like they're trying to... I think, what did they say? She can't use any guns or something like that?
Really?
She can use guns. Something different from what she was able to do the first time, but I'm sure they'll fix the one boss thing. Hopefully they take out those time trials, even though there might
time
be something
kind of
like
cool.
The time trials?
Yeah, weren't they?
Yeah.
Not really, because you basically just raced a ghost thing, like a mirage of like a friend or whatever. I'd like to see like maybe they have certain segments where it compares like your time with a friend after you complete it or something. I don't know.
No Man's Sky is coming out. That's going to be huge.
Zero fucks.
It's going to be huge. It's that Minecraft game we were telling you about.
It's a randomly generated planet explorer thing.
It's going to be big, though.
With the demo where the guy was like, oh, I'm going to go to a planet that has, like, wildlife, and, like, nothing was on the planet. So, great.
Deus Ex Mankind's coming out.
I'm definitely going to play it. I never played
the Deus Ex. Yeah, you play Deus Ex?
I have not.
Yeah.
Human Revolution was pretty great. Replayability kind of took a hit, and you couldn't get all your skills, and you couldn't, like, carry over skills between playthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of dampened it, but their reasoning was, like, we don't want you to, like, feel overpowered, or I forget exactly how they worded it, but, like, they wanted it to be a different experience every time, so they didn't let you keep all your stuff, you know?
So those are the games with definite release dates, but these are games that are supposed to be coming out in 2016, so... There's Batman, the Telltale game. That could be promising.
Cool.
Could be promising.
That's pretty good.
People love Telltale.
Especially if it's like from early years.
I just recently played Life is Strange, and that was like a new IP to me. Like maybe it's a book or something, but like I'm just tired of Telltale being like, oh, we have great writers, but they can't come up with any ideas on their own. So we're just going to piggyback on just the biggest things of ever. Let's do Batman, Game of Thrones, Walking Dead. Let's just start there. Like, Borderlands was, like, their least... That might have been, like, their risk. Like, guys, I don't know if we should be doing Borderlands.
I think that's their one of their most popular ones.
I don't think it's popular enough. Huh?
I think that's one of their most popular ones now, too.
Probably, because they probably actually had to try. That's the thing I'm saying, is, like, Walking Dead. Walking Dead was boring to me, honestly. It's kind of like watching The Shining and realizing the son and the wife are kind of really annoying. But Jack Nicholson kills it. So, like, it's not like it's terrible overall, but I don't know.
Crackdown 3 is coming out.
That looks good.
Yeah, you play the Crackdowns?
Well, you and me have
both. That's like a GTA,
too.
Right?
Kind of, but you have superpowers.
Oh,
you didn't buy Crackdown 1 to play the Halo 3 beta?
Like, yeah, we took that day off.
I think I did.
Yeah, that was a bad day.
We played Hooky from fucking school, and then it didn't work, and we were like, oh, damn.
She probably should have went to school.
Yeah. Because I was also doing it to skip, like, a fucking stupid project in my semantics
class. I skipped the planetarium.
Oh, yeah, you fucked up.
I wanted to play Halo.
I skipped a project, and I was like, oh, good, I won't have to do it with this stupid group, and then I had to, like, wing a fucking skit with a whole new group of people that were out that day.
I hated when that happened.
Fuck.
Cuphead comes out. I don't know if you guys know anything about Cuphead.
Yeah, Cuphead's that, like, I forget. Cuphead. I think it's just, like, kind of a platformer, but it's like
a platformer.
And it's really, really difficult, but it also has, it's kind of like the first version of Mickey Mouse, like that art style, but it's like, it's almost like Super Meat Boy difficulty, and I don't know, people are really excited about it, but, like, if I'm going for the 100%, I'm going to have to look at the achievements first, just to make sure it's something I'm capable of doing.
Dishonored 2, I never played Dishonored 1.
Yep, I would probably be on board for Dishonored 2 if Dishonored 1 didn't fucking glitch my achievements and all that shit and be buggy as fuck and have a mediocre story at best.
Final Fantasy.
Mechanics-wise.
Ooh, that could win. Final is it one of the remastered
15,
ones?
No, 15.
Oh, 15?
If it
I
comes
think
out.
Final Fantasy. That's a big if it hit. Does, it could win.
What is it?
Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy. 15. Those are huge games.
The remake or the new one?
The new one.
New one.
Yeah, the new one looked pretty good.
Four.
Is it still turn-based, though?
I don't think so. I think it's like, you know, did you see the Final Fantasy VII remake video? Where it's like live action and you're actually fighting people.
I don't think I did.
Well, you should.
I might watch it.
For Honor might come out, maybe.
That's the...
The medieval one, I believe.
The sword fighting one?
Yeah, that's meh.
I feel like that'll be boring unless you're actually kind of into that thing and have patience.
Game of Thrones Season 2. That's another Telltale game that doesn't really matter.
Still don't care.
Gears of War 4, that's going to be up there, obviously.
I'm still worried, though.
About Gears 4?
I'm worried.
Why?
About what?
Not like...
There's no Marcus?
Not like I'm real. Yeah, it's all new characters. We don't know anything about them. It's after Gears 3, right?
Yeah.
So the Locusts aren't really a thing.
I guess.
So what the hell? Like, I just don't want it to be like drawing board characters and drawing board enemies, you know?
That's true. But it's definitely going to be up there.
Plus, like, people in that E3 demo were like, oh, it looks so fantastic. And I was like, maybe during the tornado part, but before that, it was just kind of like, Honest Trails kind of did a thing where it was like Mad Max, where like everything's brown and fucking green, like fucking stone colored and brown, and it's just not that life, like no life in it, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, it'll definitely be up there though. Well, obviously, yeah, I'm sure
the mechanics will be on point. It'll be another great. If you like Gears, you'll like it. I just don't know if it'll be like the best one, you know?
Halo Wars 2, that's not going to win Game of the Year, but that'll be fun.
I might go down that road, as long as it's balanced from the start and you can't arbiter rush.
Eli, do you play Halo Wars 1?
I play it a little bit.
Do you play games? Why are you in here?
Well, the thing is that you tell me to download these games, and then you're like, nah, fuck you, I'm going to play with Justin, and only Justin.
The Halo Wars is more than one player, or two players.
Nah, you fucking never... Oh, no, I did play a little bit with you.
Did we even know you?
I think so.
That was like 2009, 10?
Oh, I didn't meet Eli until 2010. So maybe not.
I'm pretty sure we played Halo Wars, because... Or maybe it was something different.
Maybe.
Spartanops? Or the...
Spartanops.
Spartan
is that what it was?
Maybe.
Yes, okay.
Was
yes,
it a top-down one? Well, I guess they were both top-down.
I did play Halo Wars 1, though.
Horizon.
That's when I remember buying that.
Horizon's Zero Dawn.
Gonna be fucking fantastic.
In theory.
That makes me want to get a fucking PlayStation. I mean, how do you It's a new IP.
New IPs are risky.
Huh?
New IPs are risky.
Agreed, yeah. I mean, unless it's like one, another one of those things where it looks great and they played it on a high-end PC when they showed the demo, and then, like, they scrap the dinosaur part. Like, I still see that being fun. Story-wise, who knows? I don't know.
We got
Mechanic-wise, that looked awesome.
Mafia 3? You guys were talking about that earlier. Yeah.
Mafia 3, yes, I think it's going to be up there. Because Mafia 2 was kind of like, it was like GTA, but like, the world wasn't as live. Like, you know how in GTA, since 4, I think there were like random friends on the street and stuff like that? Like, you were lucky if you got like a third kind of different side quest.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's kind of going to like, you're going to be able to like manage your own mob and stuff, and you're going to take down the mob from, right? You're taking down the mob from the first two games, the Italian mob?
I believe. I don't really know.
Yeah, so that looks pretty good.
What did I just see? It was a good game. I don't know why I scrolled past it. Mass Effect Andromeda. I don't know if that's coming out. I think it got pushed back, but I'm not really sure. But if that comes out, that's obviously...
It's shocking because it's EA, but hopefully.
Did you play the Mass Effect, Eli? Don't tell me no.
I did.
Don't. You better all say three? Yes.
I did.
You play all three?
No, just one and two.
What are you doing?
I play a lot of Call of Duty.
Whatever you're doing, stop it.
Two was the best. Two was the best. Three, I think, was the better one. All right, well, the second best.
What
some
else?
People say one, though, because that had the most RPG elements.
Overwatch comes out. People are excited about Overwatch.
It's like that's the
it's like a MOBA.
It's the computer one.
No, it's coming out on Xbox.
It's the one with like those special characters, kind of.
Right? Yeah.
Which it kind of reminds me of Battleborn, but I think it's gonna be way more successful than Battleborn.
Probably. Pokemon Go. I don't know if you count that.
Wait, is Overwatch just PlayStation though?
No. Xbox One, 2.
Yeah. For the computer, right?
What?
Overwatch?
No, it's come. I just said Xbox.
Is it only Xbox?
No, Xbox, computer, PS4.
So I just asked.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear you.
Douche, because I watched people play it on Twitch early.
Probably.
The alpha or something.
The beta was out, yeah.
Where you can play as like a giant monkey and like a salt.
And just a turret guy that just like literally just sits. Like, you pick a spot and can just like wreck them.
Yeah.
The new Legend of Zelda might come out. That's probably depends if the NX comes out.
Didn't you say another Pokemon or something?
I said Pokemon Go. I said, I don't know if you count that.
I do. That's a mobile app, though, right?
Yeah, so I don't...
And we still have no idea how it'll work. Like, no. Do I have to get a plane ticket and go to India just to catch a fucking...
Maybe.
Gyarados?
Yes.
Legend of Zelda, the new one. That depends if NX comes out.
That could also be very good.
They
imagine how we're never going to see Larry and Zach if fucking Pokemon Go is like that accessible. We're never going to see them.
Zach, we're going to be at Zach's house. I'll be right back. I got to go down the street.
I got to go outside for a smoke. You just smoked.
You just hear him celebrating.
There's a Metapod sighting.
The Last Guardian might come out. Maybe.
Wait, what was that? Oh, you were saying the Zelda, the new one? Yeah, I think that's dependent on the NX.
That depends.
I think Colin Moriarty is on point with that.
Probably.
What was the new
Last
one?
Last Guardian,
I want to play. Like you said, if it actually does fucking come out. That looks fucking fantastic. At least based on the demo. But then again, I need to play fucking PlayStation. Well, you have a PlayStation, technically, but
I do.
Buy games and
require... Well, I'm probably buying most of
these. Guys, no!
Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon might come out. I doubt it.
A Wild Hunt?
Yeah, Wildlands. I doubt it. But
why do I keep saying, oh, because of Witcher?
Yes.
I feel like that'll be, you guys are in love with The Division. I feel like Wild Hunt might, or Wildlands might be like my version of that.
Then we get the usual Battlefield, Call of Duty.
What's Call of Duty this time?
We don't know.
Right? Battlefield, don't care unless it's a single-player Star Wars. Which it won't be.
But that is the end of the
Imagine
list.
Imagine if fucking EA, if Battlefront was fucking... had a story.
I don't know why they didn't, other than just to play it safe.
Yeah.
But that is the end of the list. So if you were going to pick one game of the year, so I can make fun of you and... 10 months. When you're
Call of Duty.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it depends. It depends on who makes it. I'm going to go...
It's not Treyarch, so no.
No.
I think it's...
it's the people who make Modern Warfare.
It's Infinity's turn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they make the most unbalanced ones ever, so not looking forward to that.
I'm saying Uncharted 4.
Can you kind of do... How long is the list? Can you run it real quick?
I can... Yeah, I'm skipping some.
You can skip the telltales.
Let me go to the top of the list. Here we go. Where's February? We're in February. Street Fighter, Far Cry, Plants vs. Zombies. What am I? EA soon. Not even saying that. Pokken Tournament. There's a lot of nothing in there. Quantum Break, Dark Souls, Ratchet and Clank, Uncharted, Doom, Battleborn, Homefront, Mirror's Edge. No Man's Sky. Deus Ex. Let's see. Crackdown 3, Cuphead, Dishonored, Final Fantasy 15, For Honor, Gears 4, Halo Wars 2. I don't know if I said Hitman Go, but Hitman Go.
No, not because they're making an episodic, right?
That's true, yeah. Horizon Zero Dawn. Mafia 3. Mass Effect. That's iffy, though. Overwatch.
Good God. I was hoping to just have it down to, like, one, but there's quite a few contenders there. Overwatch, I see having a chance. Horizon, I think, might be my pick. Either that or Quantum. Doom has a shot.
Tom Clancy's Ghost. I'm saying Uncharted.
Yeah, well, Uncharted's a good choice, but I'm not going to pick fucking Uncharted 2, so.
Eli,
Final Fantasy's 15. Maybe, right?
It's probably coming out this year.
All right, well, if Final Fantasy comes out, I'm going to go Final Fantasy.
Okay, that's your pick.
I'm going to say
Horizon. That's my pick.
You're wrong.
Fuck.
Wait, oh, God, no, I'm picking two exclusives.
That's daring.
Yeah, I know.
But you can pick two?
No, he's saying...
Well, no, the two that I wanted to pick, Quantum's an Xbox exclusive, and I think it's on PC, too, but...
I picked Uncharted. That's an exclusive.
Okay, so I guess we're going risky. Yeah.
So I'm Uncharted, you're Horizon, he's Final Fantasy.
I do want Quantum Break to do well, because I want Alan Wake to come back, too.
I feel like it will.
Oh, his last outing was just a DLC thing.
I guess.
Actually, I think Quantum Break might be, like... They're taking a lot from what they did right in Alan Wake, so.
Anyways, that is going to be the end of the podcast. Make sure, if you like the video, give it a like down below. Make sure to check out our channel. Subscribe for more content, more podcasts. It's also on iTunes at Powered by Velocity still, but we probably will change that, but we'll obviously let you know.
Yeah, we just found out it's a fucking company down, an electrical company, so
we're going to try to
rebrand a little bit.
But we haven't figured that out yet, but we will obviously let you know. But anyways.
Twitter handles?
Oh, yeah. I'm at xlane3499.
At JKD1100.
Eli, what are you?
At Mr. Shay.
Is that really yours?
Mr. Shay!
Sure it is.
Mr. Shay!
I'll put it in the link down, or description down below, just in case.
What else do we want to
say? Nothing as of now.
Yeah,
we have stuff we want to announce, but
not yet.
We'll hit you up.
Oh, yeah, let us know.
For topics?
What game of the year is or whatever. Yeah, if you have suggestions.
If you have suggestions for topics, let us know what you think game of the year is going to be and what else we talked about on the other topics. Let us know your thoughts. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for watching. Bye!